to our village.
Who did? Serbs?
It doesn't matter. Bosniaks and Croats killed plenty of people, too. But yes, they were VRS. Do you know how many men it takes to terrorize a town of 10,000 people?
Fewer than one would think.
You can probably do it with 50 men. There were a lot more that day. 200 VRS soldiers raided my town while I was away. We had all heard of the atrocities. People knew what the VRS did. The villagers weren't defenseless. They had weapons, plenty of them. People could have fought back. 10,000 against 200. They would have been overwhelmed in minutes. But they didn't. The town leaders called for everyone to remain calm. Stay in their home. Don't provoke them. Don't make things worse. They thought offering no resistance would make things easier.
Did it?
Maybe it did. They only killed 27 people that day. 200 men. Fewer than that, because a dozen of them were taking turns raping my sister to death. They made my parents watch, then they killed my mother. Let my father live, because he was a Serb. They raped and killed a whole lot of people that day. There couldn't have been more than 100 men left on the street in the whole town. No one did anything. No one tried. Everyone just hoped for the best. My father killed himself a week later. That's what happens if you don't do what needs to be done. Vincent and Cara were in their mid-20s. That meant they could be efficient for another 20 years, at best. They could have died. They could have gotten sick. I thought there was a good chance their children could operate the robot. But it would take years to find out.
You do realize there are other ways for people to have children? Did you ever wonder why I would encourage two people in a military unit to pursue a relationship?
I don't think that's why you did it. I think you liked them. Maybe you thought it would make them work better together.
If I have, in any way, willingly or not, led you to believe I was remotely interested in your opinion of me, it was my mistake. It will not happen again.
It doesn't matter why you did it. I was also hoping that children in the traditional sense could pilot the robot. It would be the best-case scenario. Make a dozen babies, each of them could operate either station. But their children would only have half of each parent's genes, maybe not the good half. It might not work. I couldn't wait and see. I had to try cloning them too. I had to see if I could splice animal genes into theirs so their legs could bend the right way.
You are mad.
Am I? What would you have done if they had children? Cut open one of their kids and remove all of his leg bones so his knees would bend backwards? Now that would be cruel. I don't think they would have volunteered for that. You just didn't think this through. At least my plan didn't involve mutilating anyone.
Were you successful?
Of course not. You drove me out of my lab before I could even begin. The aliens came sooner than I had hoped. But surely, you can say now that I was right.
3 minutes ago, I told you that I would take great pleasure in seeing you tried for your crimes. And to most, that would suggest that, no, I do not think that you were right.
Imagine that the aliens had come a few years later, and that Kara had been injured. How many more people would have died in London? Would they have stopped after London? If I had offered you a new pilot to replace her, would you have said no?
I can imagine a world in which you saved us all and became a hero. In that world, I would ask for your forgiveness and solemnly watch as the president pins a medal to your chest. Fortunately for me, I do not live in that world. Based on my experience, your sentence will probably also be based on facts and not on what could have been.
I don't think so.
You do not think it will be based on facts?
I don't think there'll be a trial.
As surprising as it may seem, most governments will not summarily execute people if there is no reason to forego a trial. They view such things as unbecoming.
I don't think you'll turn me over to the Americans. Not before you get me a full pardon.
Are we still living in this make-believe world of yours?
You don't seem to like hypotheticals. So let's see how far your conviction goes in real life. I didn't have time to clone anyone at the lab. I barely had time to grab a few specimens before the Marines stormed in. I had a fake passport the Russians had given me, but you can't travel with biological samples without anyone's asking questions. So I stopped by a fertility clinic before I left the island and arranged for them to use the specimens I gave them. There were 4 eggs. 3 didn't take. 1 did.
What are you saying?
I'm saying there is a 10-year-old girl in Puerto Rico with beautiful green eyes who might just be able to pilot that giant robot of yours. Of course, you'll never find out if you don't give me what I want.
And what is that?
A full pardon. And I want to be back on the research team.
You are insane. Puerto Rico is about 100 miles across. How long do you think it will take me to find a 10-year-old girl?
I don't know. Probably a few weeks without records to help. She'll be gone by the time you find her. I was on my way to retrieve her, bring her to Russia so they can start training her. They'll know I didn't make my flight. They'll go after her.
What makes you think I will not simply have you killed after you help us find her?
Oh, I trust you. You would find it unbecoming.
File number 1534. Research Log. Vincent Couture, Consultant, Earth Defense Corps. Location, unknown.
This is Vincent Couture, recording aboard Themis. I have no idea where I am. I can't see outside. It's pitch black all around. I don't think I'm in space. There aren't any stars. I can shift the weight between Timmy's feet, so we're definitely standing on solid ground. I can hear something. It's a very low hum, like a lightsaber that's not moving, if that means anything. My best guess at this point is that I'm in the ocean somewhere, and that's the sound of water moving against the hull. I don't know exactly how I got here, but I have a pretty good idea. I was trying to figure out if Timmy's could teleport herself when it happened. Rose and I had been talking about it since London. We thought it would make sense for her to move that way. Well, more sense than having little rockets under her feet or wings that spring out of her back. She weighs 7,200 tons, after all. It was all wishful thinking, really, because we were hoping for something quite different from what we saw in London. It came from outer space, so no matter what it used to get here, it must have worked in a three-dimensional space. That would be almost impossible for us to use here on Earth. The planet's surface is curved, there is terrain to consider. Traveling farther than what you could see would be really complicated. You could end up inside a mountain, miles deep into the Earth's crust, or a few kilometers up in the air. What Rose and I wanted was something user-friendly, something Apple would make, a gizmo that lets you treat the planet as a flat surface and does all the work for you. Just push a button and end up where you want to go, with both feet on the ground, not inside or above it. Anyway, I went to the lab early to try a few things on the console before Kara got there. She gets angry when she can't help. At some point, I hit a key. Everything went white, silent. Then I was here. So the good news is, Timmy's can travel anywhere. The bad news is, I think I'm gonna die here before I can tell anyone. By my watch, I've been here a little more than 2 days. I don't have any supplies. I only had a bottle of water with me, which is now empty, and I could really go for a cheeseburger right about now. Extra cheese with bacon. A large poutine. At least air is not a problem, I think. The sphere is about 14,000 cubic feet, so I'll die of thirst long before the CO2 kills me. If I'm right and I'm in the ocean, I'd most likely be in the Atlantic. There's just no way anyone will find me here. I can probably last a few more days, but I'm having a hard time concentrating already, so if I'm going to try anything, I think today's the day. I wish I could just walk in any direction, but I can't keep the balance on a flat surface without Kara. Plus, I can't see anything, so I'll just end up throwing Timmy's flat on her face if I try moving. I listened to the log I made that morning, and I took some notes. I'll walk you through them in case this doesn't work. There's a button on the top right of the console, looks like an M with a bar across. That's what I started with. We hadn't found any use for it, and it looked Move E, and all the sequences I tried were a combination of that, some numbers, and go. Rose thought we might try something like longitude and latitude, but Temis wasn't made here, and it's hard to imagine a two-coordinate system that would work like that on different planets. Even if you assume all planets rotate on a relatively stable axis, that'll only give you a natural starting point for one of the coordinates, either a pole or the equator. But there's no natural starting point perpendicular to that. Longitude is based on a completely random spot on the east-west axis. I don't think the aliens we're dealing with ever heard of Greenwich Mean Time. If they were to use a two-coordinate system, it would make much more sense to use Temis herself as a reference point. Coordinates 0, 0 would be where she is, and you could go from there. The problem is, if you use something like longitude and latitude, is that the numbers would mean different things depending on what planet you're on. Longitude and latitude measure an angle from the center of the planet, so the distance on the surface for, say, 1 degree would be greater on a larger planet, a lot smaller on a tiny one. The bigger the planet, the less precise the navigation system would be. There are other ways to imagine this. What I was really hoping for was a much simpler system. Just point Temis in the direction you want to go, punch in a distance, and that's it. One number. Not two. Wouldn't be super precise over long distances. You couldn't jump from New York to, I don't know, Paris in one shot. You couldn't get the direction precisely right at such a distance, but you could jump the Atlantic, then just hop from place to place and adjust the direction along the way. It had very little chance of working, but I thought it was more fun to search for something I knew I could use. I started small and tried to make Timmy's move by a distance of one. I didn't know one what exactly, but I figured I'd probably end up somewhere on the empty lot in front of the hangar. So I tried what I thought was the move button, then one, then go. Nothing happened, of course. I tried in reverse. Nope. Hold the move button, one, then release. There aren't that many ways to do this, and I think I tried them all. It occurred to me that it might just not work because teleporting yourself one unit might be stupid, like taking one step. I went crazy and tried with two. No good. I gave up on the simple solution after that and decided to try with two numbers instead of one. I tried the numbers separated by go, by a pause. At some point, I tried this. Hold the move button, press two, pause, two again, release. Nothing great happened, but the console made a sound like it does when we do something right. I did it again a few times. All I got was the sound. Then I got frustrated, and my log is more or less useless after that. I hear myself screaming two a few times, then I'm here. In short, I don't know what I did, but it starts with that sequence. I know I punched in at least four numbers, so either we're dealing with a two-coordinate system, and I'm an idiot for inserting pauses, or this is a crazy four-dimensional thing and I'm going to die inside a rock in space 4,000 years ago. Anyway, I'm about to try to replicate what I did. I managed to wiggle Temis around, so I'm facing in the opposite direction. With any luck, I'll get frustrated the same way and end up right where I started. Before I inadvertently blow myself up, I have a message for my wife. Kara, I love you. I've had 2 days to just sit and think about how crazy my life has been since they asked me to sign an NDA and go look at some panels in Chicago. I found myself feeling grateful. Grateful Rose trusted me. Grateful we found this big-ass alien thing. But the thing I'm most grateful for is meeting this crazy, stubborn pilot with a chip on her shoulder. Kara, none of this would have been as much fun without you taking jabs at me every step of the way. I got to have my legs crushed, got turned into a T-800. We blew up an airport. I wish we hadn't killed Rose, but it turned out okay, sorta. Hell, we got to wrestle with aliens. Who gets to do that? Anyway, if I don't make it, please don't feel like I was robbed of anything. I lived plenty. I had a blast. I never got to tell you how sorry I was. I'm sorry I made you feel like you had to be something you weren't. I'm sorry I made you dim your light when all I ever wanted was for it to burn brighter. That sounded good. I want you to be happy. Find someone. You have my blessing if he's not a dick and not too good looking. Don't be too happy with him, though, but, you know, be happy. Of course, if you can't be happy without the guy, just, I don't know what I'm saying. I don't want you to be miserable because of me. If I'm dead, I'm dead. You can't hurt me. Do what you need to do. I won't be looking down on you from the heavens. I know they take pretentious assholes with an accent, and you know how much I'm afraid of heights. I guess that's it. Oh, almost forgot. If you find Timmy's and I'm dead, you might want to clean the floor right behind your station. Seriously, give it a good scrub. Okay. Here we go. Hold. Two. Two. Release. I love that sound. Two. Go. Nope. Hold. Two. Two. Release. Two. Two. Go. Nope. Release. Two. I just did that. Let's do this again. Oh! By Calvaire. It worked. I moved again. It's still dark, so I must not be too far from where I was. I have no idea what direction I'm moving in, but I'm moving. I can do this! Kara, forget everything I said about meeting someone. Screw him! I'm gonna make it! Hold. Two. Two. Release!
File number 1539. Interview with Ryan Mitchell, security guard. Location, Michigan Science Center, Detroit, Michigan.
How long have you worked here, Mr. Mitchell?
About a year, sir. Why?
Do you enjoy your work?
I... What do you want?
I sense anger in your tone. Are there unresolved issues we need to discuss?
You're kidding, right?
Do you believe I am being facetious, or was that a rhetorical question?
I spent 4 years in jail after I rescued Karen Vincent.
Why would you expect otherwise? There were 4 years left on your sentence for crushing Mr. Couture into a wall with your vehicle. You had to serve the entirety of your sentence after violating the terms of your parole by leaving the state to join Alyssa in Puerto Rico.
You could have gotten me out, sir.
The U.S. government wanted to charge you with treason. You could be meeting your lawyer to appeal your death sentence. Instead, you are scolding children for running inside a museum. I fail to see what you have to complain about.
You could have gotten me out.
Let us not waste time pondering what each of us could have done differently, shall we? You and I both know this conversation will not end with any great moral victory on your part.
Do you know what I talked about at Fort Carson before I went to Puerto Rico?
I have a feeling I'm about to find out.
Nothing. I talked about nothing. Rose visited me a few times, but she's about the only one I talked to. I stayed in my cell as much as I could. They took me to the yard twice a day, but I mostly kept to myself. I couldn't stop thinking about what I had done to Vincent.
Is that really what you thought about?
You're right. I kept thinking about what I had lost. About Kara. I imagined the way she must have felt about me, and I couldn't stand it. I hated myself. I hated myself for a long, long time. I wanted her to like me again. I kept thinking of the ways I could make it up to her, what I could do to make her see me as a human being again, not as a monster. I'd come up with completely insane scenarios in my head. You know, she gets captured by terrorists and I save the day, that sort of thing. It took about a year for me to stop torturing myself and actually face what I did. I still hated myself, but at least I wasn't living in a fantasy world. It wasn't about Kara anymore.
Is there a point to the story?
Yes, sir, there is. One day, out of nowhere, I get called in and they tell me I got an early release. Just like that. You can go. I didn't know what was happening. They almost had to drag me out. A day later, I get a call to go to Puerto Rico. Kara's there. Vincent's there. Then things get really messed up, and by the time I realize how far out of her mind Alyssa has gone, I've hurt both of them. Again. It was hell. I couldn't believe what was happening, but I pulled together and I did it. I saved them. You know, for real. I wasn't daydreaming. I saved them. I wasn't expecting everything to be perfect after that, but I thought... Then you threw me back in jail. 4 years. No one came. Not even Rose.
I do not know where to begin. You attempted to kill Mr. Couture. Given the chance to gain their trust again, you chose to help Alyssa keep them captive and perform medical procedures on Ms. Resnick against her will. Finally, faced with something even you could not stomach, you chose to act like a decent human being, once, for about 10 minutes. I am truly sorry if you were expecting a medal. As for Dr. Franklin, she was dead, which, if you ask me, is a reasonably good excuse not to visit.
She came back.
Yes, she came back, never having met you. Why would you expect someone you never met to visit you in prison?
You know, sir, this is a lot of fun, but my break's almost over. What are you really here for?
As we speak, there is a team from Special Forces Operational Detachment Delta preparing a rescue mission. I would like you to accompany them.
I can't join a Delta Force team, sir. I'm not an operator. You have to be Delta Force.
You would be joining them as an advisor.
I'm not a soldier anymore. They took that away, too.
I am aware of your dishonorable discharge.
I'm sure you are, sir.
Let me rephrase, then. There is a Delta Force team preparing a rescue mission. I would like you to accompany them as a civilian advisor.
Do you think sending me on a mission to watch a bunch of soldiers do what I can't do anymore is going to make me feel better about what happened?
Your personal feelings are not my chief concern at this time, though I believe you might indeed find some degree of redemption in the process.
What are you talking about?
Do you remember how your mutiny ended at the Puerto Rico base?
Alyssa escaped. Everyone else got arrested.
Do you remember what prompted said mutiny?
Yes, I remember. She said she removed some Akira's...
Ova.
Yeah. She said she would implant them into another person. She was trying to make...
She was attempting to create children who share whatever features allow Ms. Resnick and Mr. Couture to operate Themis. She was trying to make pilots.
She's crazy.
Crazy or not, it appears she may have been successful at creating a child. No one knows whether Themis would respond to her.
It's a girl?
Why are you smiling?
Kara's a mom? Does she know?
Not at the moment.
What? You didn't tell her?
I saw no need to alarm her until... I promised you I would tell her when the time came.
It's been 10 years! More than that! What are you waiting for, grandchildren?
I had no knowledge of this child until yesterday. Even now, I cannot confirm or deny her existence, nor can I validate the claim that she is the offspring of Ms. Resnick and Mr. Couture. That is what the mission is for.
Why send Delta Force? You could just knock on the door and ask.
I have reason to believe the Russian government is sending a team of its own to retrieve the child. I do not know what their intentions are, but considering what length they have been willing to go to thus far, I would not put it past them to remove any evidence if they feel their mission will not succeed.
They would kill the girl?
If all else fails. I believe their ultimate goal is to assemble an alternate team of pilots, and, once they are reasonably confident they can operate her, take Themis for themselves, by any means necessary.
Why?
They probably feel that the needs of Mother Russia would be better served if the weapon were available to them without the prior approval of the United Nations. Preferably on an exclusive basis.
They want to use it against us.
I do not believe it is their intent to do so now, but they would certainly like to have the option available, if only as a deterrent. If the London events have proven anything, it is that whoever possesses Themis shall never fear a conventional army ever again. That is a very powerful motivation.
Why me? What do you think I can do?
As you said, it may be as simple as knocking on the door. If possible, I would like her to leave of her own accord.
What about her parents? She must have parents.
The United States government would prefer for the child to come alone.
This isn't a UN mission.
It is not. Neither the UN nor the EDC are aware of it.
Why is the U.S. doing this?
Perhaps they too feel that their needs would be better served if Themis were available to them without the prior approval of the United Nations.
And do you think the parents will just hand over their daughter to a complete stranger?
You will have to convince them.
And what if I can't?
Step aside. Let Delta handle it.
How long do I have?
I cannot tell you precisely. Minutes?
What will Delta do?
They will do what they need to do.
And the parents?
They are not part of the mission. Retrieving the child safely is the primary objective.
They'll kidnap a kid?
What do you see as an alternative? They cannot simply ask the parents for their permission.
Why not?
Because it would imply telling them where they intend to take the girl, and the United States government does not want its involvement known.
So you want me to lie to them?
I want you to convince them to let their daughter leave with you in under 10 minutes. How you achieve that goal is not particularly relevant. That said, I do not believe any parent would willingly let their 10-year-old daughter be trained to pilot a giant war machine should a conflict with powerful alien beings claim the life of one of her biological parents she does not know exist. I would suggest a more compelling story.
Even if it works, the parents will know something's wrong when their kid doesn't come back.
Certainly. They will contact the authorities. At some point, they will come to the conclusion that their daughter has been abducted by a human trafficking ring or something of the sort. You might wish to alter your appearance slightly. Wear a hat. In any case, your story need only last long enough to avoid traumatizing the child.
This is wrong, sir.
Indeed. Yet it is preferable to 12 men armed with automatic weapons storming the house and grabbing the child. Right is a luxury we do not have at this time. It is an imperfect solution to a less-than-ideal situation. I suspect there will be a lot of those in the near future.
I won't do it.
Yes, you will. I suggest you grab your personal effects and head over to the airport. Your flight departs in 90 minutes. You will meet with the Delta team at Fort Bragg.
I can't leave just now. What do I tell my boss?
I am certain you will come up with something. Think of it as practice.
File number 1541. Transcript. Live broadcast. Absolute Radio. Location, London, England.
That was Jason Bajada with his hit Down With The Protest. We're live from our brand new studio in London. And you're listening to The Night Shift with Sarah Kent on Absolute Radio. So nice to be back on the air with you Night Owls. It is just before 1:30. Almost time for some freebies. What do we have for you tonight? Oh, you're gonna love these. There is something very exciting happening this Friday. You know what it is. I know you know. I'll give you a hint. It's happening in a galaxy far, far away. Yes, the new Star Wars movie is coming out and we have 2 tickets for the... Let's make it the 11th caller. The number is 020-7946-0946. Here's some music while you frantically dial in. This is Muse on Absolute Radio. Hello there, you're on the air.
Hello.
What's your name?
Anthony.
What do you do, Anthony?
I work in a bagel shop on Brick Lane.
Do you have good coffee in your bagel shop?
Yes, we do.
All right, folks, you heard the man. If you happen to be near Brick Lane and you need a late night snack, go see Anthony. I'll let you in on a little secret, Anthony. The thing I like most about our new studio is the coffee. We have the best espresso machine in the UK. If you hear me go, between songs, I'm having another latte. Well, congratulations, Anthony. You and a friend are going to the Star Wars premiere at the BFI IMAX cinema. I have some great music for you in just... What is going on? You probably can't hear this at home, but there is quite the ruckus outside. Cars blowing their horns. It's 1:30 in the morning, people!
Sarah, you need to get out of here.
Oh, now I have a visitor. Did you see the big red on air sign outside the door?
Look out the window. You need to get out now.
Well, there is something happening outside. Probably bladdered Arsenal fans upset over that humiliating defeat. Well, let's not talk about that. I know you're all curious now, so I will look out the window and... Bloody hell! Fuck!
File number 1543. Interview with Dr. Rose Franklin, Head of Science Division, Earth Defense Corps. Location, EDC Headquarters, New York, New York.
They're back.
Themis has returned?
No. The aliens are back. Look.
How long have they been here?
20 minutes.
Where?
London.
London? I wonder why they would choose to land in the same city twice.
They chose to land in the exact same spot. Unless I'm reading this wrong, It's within 10 feet from where they appeared a year ago.
The robot looks different.
Yes, they don't mass-produce these things. Each seems to have its own personality. This one glows orange, for one thing. Here's a picture from last year. Look at the chest armor. It's a lot smoother. There are fewer carvings. The helmet is slightly different, the forehead. Look at its face. The one from a year ago had sharp traits. A really severe look. This one looks younger, a bit androgynous. It's almost grinning. We're calling this one Hyperion.
Perhaps they send a less menacing figure after our last encounter ended in violence.
I don't think so. It's 237 feet tall. A foot taller than the last one. And it's standing in the middle of the dirt field the last one left behind. There's nothing not menacing about it.
Is this a live feed?
Yes, why?
I'm wondering what those tiny white lights are.
All around it? I know. I asked myself that same question. There weren't as many 5 minutes ago.
Can you zoom in?
No, that's not our satellite.
We should try television. It's been there long enough for the press to arrive.
It's the middle of the night in London.
People must be aware of its presence. It stands in the one place in the city that is not full of lights. It must be visible for miles, like a lighthouse.
There. It's on CNN. It's a lot more impressive from the ground.
I do not see any lights around it.
That must have been taken with a cell phone. I'll try other channels. There has to be some real footage somewhere.
Stop. There.
What? They're people. People holding candles. There must be 1,000 of them. This is so...
inspiring.
I was going to say stupid.
The last time the aliens were in London, we sent the army to greet them.
We didn't send the army to attack them.
Whatever the reason, the military got involved, and we all know how it ended. These people are trying candles and peace signs. Instead of following their most basic instinct and running away, they're trying to make peace with an alien species. I find it extremely courageous.
I don't doubt their courage, but there's a good reason we have these basic instincts you speak of. This is desperate. It's futile. These people will die.
I will grant you that this is a desperate act, but it could work. Perhaps all it takes is for these beings to see that we are capable of more than what we have shown them during our last encounter.
Do you really think it'll work?
I am not overly optimistic about the outcome of this spontaneous endeavor, but I could be wrong. Look at them closely. Some of them are still in their pajamas. They rushed out of their homes to show an alien race we do not want a war.
I'm looking. I hadn't noticed the pajamas. I was more focused on the fact that many of them brought their children with them. Look, there's a baby. He's not courageous. He just has stupid, irresponsible parents. I'm sorry, I don't find that inspiring.
I must say, I am surprised by your reaction. I thought you, of all people, would be inclined to join them.
Because I'm suicidal? Or because I'm losing my mind. Either way, if that's what you think of me, that should tell you this is a horrible idea.
Unfortunately, I do not see a better course of action at the moment.
We can send Themis. It worked once before.
We do not have Themis. We do not know whether she has been destroyed or if she is even on this planet. So... I should not have to work hard to convince you that sending her is not an option at the moment. Knowing that, would it not be wiser to try to avoid a conflict altogether?
I'm not sure that's possible after what happened the last time.
Maybe not. But we've got to try. Whom would you rather send to make peace if not these irresponsible people? I do not think the army is an option.
It's not.
Then who? At this moment, a group of ill-advised people with candles is probably our best hope for peaceful resolution. I believe it is our only hope until Themis is found. I am also worried about the young ones, but one could argue that having children present helps make our message unambiguous.
I see your point.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. I still disagree with you. I think this is a bad way to die. It's pointless. I just don't have anything better to offer. In any case, what I think doesn't matter much right now since these people are there with their children. I don't think candles will help, but it's not like we can send the army to evacuate them. For what it's worth, I sincerely hope it works.
I do too. But I urge you to help us prepare for what comes next, if the robot obliterates these families.
You don't think I'm trying? Seriously, I don't think I should be alive. But don't you think I want to find a way to make things better? Don't you think I want to save these people? Kara? Vincent? You? Everybody? I'm trying really hard.
I know you are.
I don't know how. I don't know how to fix this. I'm not smart enough.
If you allow me to complete a sentence, I will tell you that I never doubted your willingness to help. Moreover, I am absolutely convinced you can, even if you do not share that conviction.
Why? What makes you think I can do anything?
Without you, we would not have discovered a giant hand in the Black Hills. We would not have thought to create an argon compound to locate the rest of the pieces. For that matter, we might never have looked for other pieces had you not been so utterly convinced there was an entire body to be found. Without you, we would not have had Themis a year ago. She probably saved millions of people when she defeated that robot.
That wasn't me. That was all...
I was not finished. You are, as far as I know, the only person who has ever cheated death. Some people went to great lengths to make sure you are with us today. I admittedly do not know very much about them, but what little I do know tells me that they are not the kind of people to waste time or energy bringing a complete stranger back from the dead without a good reason.
You make it sound like I'm some kind of messiah. Believe me, I'm not.
I do not believe you are part of a prophecy. I do not believe you have mythical powers that have yet to reveal themselves. I do not think the people who brought you back even give credence to that sort of thing. While I am reasonably confident you are not the chosen one, you are without doubt one who has been chosen. I believe they chose you for very practical reasons, for what you are. And as far as I can tell, that is a brilliant scientist who happens to be in the best position to help humanity when it needs it the most.
What if they were wrong?
Then we are no worse for it, and I will have had the pleasure of your company for a while longer.
You said I could meet them, the people that did this to me.
I said you could meet one of them. I only know of one. I will arrange for that meeting, as promised, but I have to take care of a few things first. Are we any closer to finding Themis?
No. We know for a fact that no one could have physically moved her without our knowing. That leaves two options. Either someone else transported her using technology we don't have, or she transported herself.
Where could she be?
If it's on Earth, it has to be underground, maybe submerged. We'd know if she were anywhere above the surface. If Vincent's stuck and he can't make his way back, I'm not sure what we can do but hope he figures it out on his own. If they make it back, I might have found a weakness in the alien robot's defense.
What sort of weakness?
Let me show you. This is footage from last year in Regent's Park. We can't see the shield unless it rains or something flies into it, but look. Here, when I zoom in on the feet, that's as close as I can get.
I do not see anything.
That's my point. That robot's shield extends outwards about 1 foot. On the ground, you'd expect a hole around and under its feet. There isn't any. The grass is still up, right on the edge of its foot.
Achilles' heel.
Yes. Wherever that shield ends, it doesn't go all the way to the ground. I'm not sure how that helps us, but it's all I have for now.
Keep working, Dr. Franklin. We may not have much time.
I'm trying, but I don't even know what I'm looking for.
If Mr. Couture were here, he would find an appropriate quote from a fictional character. As I do not share his enthusiasm for science fiction, I will simply tell you that trying suggests you lack confidence in your ability to succeed. Find Themis.
What? I don't get it. What would Vincent say?
Find Themis and ask him.
Where are you going?
Goodbye, Dr. Franklin.
File number 1544. Interview with Lieutenant General Alan A. Sims, Commander, Joint Special Operations Command, JSOC. Location, Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
I believe the President was very clear when he said this mission was of the utmost importance. I know because I was standing next to him at the time.
He was. He was very clear about it 8 hours ago. I'm sure he would have said the same thing 3 hours ago. But 2 hours and 56 minutes ago, a giant alien robot appeared in London again. The last time one of these things was here, it killed over 100,000 people. So you'll understand when I tell you that things that were of the utmost importance not so long ago are a little farther down the list right now. Now, I'm a lieutenant general in the United States Army, which means I'm a pretty big shot in my world, but you probably don't give a crap about what I have to say, so go ahead. I know you have the office of the president on speed dial. I'll wait.
I do not need to call the president. If you are unwilling to proceed, I know other people who will.
Not right now, you don't. The CIA nut jobs at the Special Activities Division might be crazy enough to say yes, but they'll find out very quickly there isn't a single Tier 1 unit available. No SEALs, no Marines, no Special Forces, no ISA, no STS. Everyone's grounded. The only Delta you're going to get is Delta Airlines if you want to fly down there, but you'll have to do it alone.
Where is the Delta team right now?
Here. They never left. Your assault troop was still prepping when that happened. I gave the abort order in person. We're shutting down every live op we have until this clears.
What about the civilian I sent you?
We flew him back where he came from. He was pissed, said to tell you he would handle things himself if you didn't. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get some very unhappy people out of Syria.
I must insist. It is imperative that they leave now and complete their mission. You can have them back in 24 hours.
Insist all you want. Their mission, as I understand it, was to retrieve a child who may or may not be able to pilot the EDC robot when she grows up. Am I missing anything?
That is a reasonably accurate, though somewhat simplistic, summary of the objective.
Then no. The president agreed to this because having a team of American pilots would provide a strategic advantage to this country. That was then. If we're on the brink of a global conflict with an alien species, there's no point in even thinking about getting the robot for ourselves 10 years from now. We follow the plan and put all our resources with the EDC. I'm not going to waste a Delta team we might desperately need here and risk pissing off everyone else at the UN when we might be begging for Themis a few hours from now. Your boogeyman op is no go.
This mission is also important for the EDC.
Is it? Then why haven't you made the request through them? You'd have your team if the EDC requested it. Hell, you could have a platoon.
Did you agree with the mission?
You didn't answer my question.
Perhaps another time.
Cute. And yes, I did agree 12 hours ago. I agreed because it made strategic sense at the time, at peace time. We cheat and we lie at peacetime because we know the other side does it too. This might be war, and in war, you don't try to scam your allies. Except for you.
What do you mean?
Unless I'm mistaken, you're the one who started the EDC.
That would be an overstatement, but I did play a role in its creation.
Then why are you trying to screw them out of a pilot now?
I am trying to help this country.
Nice try. Having one pilot would give us leverage with the EDC, but not enough to take control of it. I don't know what you're hiding from them, but at some point your secret will come out, and we'll get caught with our pants down. The more I think about this, the more I think we're being played.
You have a vivid imagination.
Yeah, that must be it. Look, you have your answer. We're not going. If the Russians are stupid enough to go get her now, let them. They couldn't do anything with just one pilot. We'll sort this out. Excuse me one sec.
What is it?
Another giant robot just appeared on Scattery Island.
I am not familiar with the name.
It's a wilderness reserve near Cape Breton Island, Nova Scotia.
Is it attacking?
Now, there's nothing to attack there. Besides, it's ours. Well, yours. Would you care to tell me what Themis is doing in Canada?
I have to go.
I guess not. It was a pleasure talking to you. Come back anytime!
File number 1547. Interview with Brigadier General Eugene Govender, Commander, Earth Defense Corps. Location, EDC Headquarters, New York, New York.
Damned robots are everywhere.
I thought the second one was ours.
Yeah, Themis is back. She's on her way here, actually. Vincent insisted on beaming her back, whatever that means. He's okay. He said he should be here in an hour or so.
Did he tell you where he was?
In the ocean.
Where?
That's what he said. I wish I could tell you more. I didn't exactly have a lot of time to chat. There are robots showing up every 10 minutes.
There are more?
Yeah, 11 of them. Haven't you heard? This is a goddamn invasion. We ran out of Titan names on the last one.
Where are they?
You already know about the one in London. The next one appeared on the tracks at Shinjuku Station in Tokyo around 4 a.m. About 5 minutes later, one popped up in Jakarta. There are two in India, one in Delhi, one in Calcutta.
All at the same time?
All of them showed up in the last hour. These guys are well coordinated. There is one in Cairo taking a foot bath in the middle of the Nile. It's 100 feet from the 6th October Bridge. You know what the bridge is named after.
The start of the Yom Kippur War.
Yeah, I think they'll soon have a good reason to rename that one. There's also one in Moscow.
London and Moscow. Things will not go well at the Security Council.
No, they won't. The French have theirs, too. You should see the pictures of that one. It's on Place Charles de Gaulle, perfectly centered in front of the Arc de Triomphe. Whoever's piloting that one has a good sense of aesthetics and a huge flair for the dramatic.
Have any appeared near us?
Not yet. The closest one is in Mexico City. There's another one in Sao Paulo. The one in Mexico didn't even bother to find an open space. It just crushed a small art museum, appeared right on top of it. Maybe the pilots just aren't any good. There's a pretty large city park across the street.
Finding good pilots is very difficult. You mentioned London, Tokyo, Jakarta, Delhi, Cairo, Moscow...
You forgot Calcutta.
Thank you. Paris, Mexico City, Sao Paulo. That makes 10. You said there were 11.
Johannesburg. I know.
Is your family in danger?
They live a few miles from where it showed up. They are trying to leave the city. I just spoke to my sister. She said the roads are still open. I don't know how long that'll last. Some of my former men are with them. Things are going to get ugly. Delhi and Calcutta are the worst right now. The roads were useless about 5 minutes in. People have to leave on foot. I wouldn't want to be in Tokyo either.
We could...
Could what? Save Johannesburg? Since when is Africa on anyone's list of priorities? I appreciate the sentiment, but you know that won't happen.
Probably not. I am sorry.
Did you notice anything about where they chose to land?
They appeared in some of the most populous cities on the planet.
Yes, they did. And what does that tell you?
That they understand resource optimization very well. The cost of an eradication effort is, generally speaking, inversely proportional to the population density.
That's a nice way to put it. It's cheaper to kill the rats if they're all in one place.
It is certainly less time-consuming than to kill us one at a time. If that is their intention, they can possibly exterminate one quarter of all humans with a handful of robots in a very short amount of time. Once all major cities have been destroyed, there would be no government to speak of, no supply chains. A significant portion of the surviving population would die of disease or starvation within months. Whoever is left would offer little or no resistance. You have to admire what they can do with 22 people.
I'm sorry to bother you, General, but you'll want to read this.
Thank you, Jamie. Make that 24.
Another one? Where?
Beijing.
There might still be another explanation. They have not attacked us.
Not yet.
It is entirely possible that they are using this tactic to scare us into submission.
Then it's working.
Would you surrender if given the option?
Wouldn't you? I'll put up a fight because I don't think they give a crap whether we surrender or not. But you know Themis can't fight them all. Hell, she can't fight any of them right now.
I was under the impression that Themis was recovered intact.
Oh, Themis is fine, but she can't fight a dozen of these.
She can try.
She's not going anywhere, not with a pilot missing.
You told me Mr. Couture was on his way here less than 5 minutes ago.
Oh, Vincent's fine. It's Kara we're missing.
Miss Resnick? She was here yesterday.
She was, and now she's not. Can you tell me where she is?
I was completely unaware of her absence until a second ago. What makes you think I would know where she is?
She left a note for you on my desk. It said, "Don't know when I'll be back. Please give this to him." I'm assuming she meant you.
Can I see it?
I can tell you what it says. I memorized it.
You opened it?
Of course I goddamn opened it. The world is coming to an end. I'm missing a pilot. I don't give a rat's arse about your privacy. Want to know what it said or not?
Please.
Fuck you. That's what it said.
Anything else?
Nope, just fuck you. 1! Are you going to tell me, or do I need to ask?
Ask what?
What did you do, you conniving son of a bitch?
File number 1550. Email from Ryan Mitchell to Captain Kara Resnick, Earth Defense Corps.
Dear Kara, I know I'm probably the last person you want to hear from right now, and I know a drunken email is probably not the best way to mend a relationship. I would have sent a real letter, but there isn't enough time. They'll send you and Vincent to fight again, and I think there are things you should know before you go. As for the drinking, well, I was already drunk. I would have liked to sober up some first, but like I said, there isn't enough time. You have a child in Puerto Rico, a daughter. I think she's about 10 or 11. She lives in San Juan at 559 Concepcion. Alyssa took out some of your ova, I think that's what they're called, while you're unconscious and put them inside some woman in Puerto Rico when she escaped. She used Vincent's stuff, so he's a father, too. I feel terrible, because I'm the one who helped Alyssa put you out so she could do this. But I swear on my brother's grave, I had no idea what she planned to do. I thought she just wanted to do some tests. When I found out she was trying to make babies, I got you and Vincent out of there as fast as I could. I didn't know she was going to put your child inside another woman. She said she wanted to try, but I thought I could stop her. I thought I did. I didn't know she had actually done it until today. That's what I wanted to tell you. I was supposed to go to San Juan today with Delta Force to bring her back here, but we're not going anymore. There might have been some Russians on their way to get her, too. I don't know if they're still going after what happened tonight. Your daughter might be in danger if they are. My job was to knock on her door and try to convince her to come back with me so Delta wouldn't have to take her by force. I think if anyone knocks on that little girl's door, it should be you, not me or some Russian guy she doesn't know. Of course, she doesn't know you either. She has parents, but you're her mother, so she should meet you, not me. I had it all planned in my head. I had a great story. She would have left with me, and we would have gotten to know each other on the plane. Then I could have introduced her to you, you know? I think it would have been better for her if she already knew someone when she met you. I would have liked to see the smile on your face when you found out she was your child. I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't have smiled right away. It's a lot to process, but I would have liked to be there. I think you'd be a great mother. Well, you're already a mother, but I think you'd be great with the kid.
You can be a little rough sometimes, and you don't always react well to change, so it might take a little while before you're comfortable with her, but it's okay. She'll need time, too, because she'll have lost the only parent she's ever known if she comes here. Still, once you've both gotten used to your new life, I think you'll be great. I know what you're going to say. I should have said something, but I didn't know about the child. I only knew about the ova. When Alyssa escaped,